everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today, we are profiling Vocational Rehabilitation Services. It's a program of the Bureau of Rehabilitation Services, and it provides quality individualized services to enhance and support people with disabilities to prepare for, obtain, or retain employment. The individual will work closely with a VR counselor throughout the process. Through active participation in their rehabilitation, people with disabilities achieve a greater level of independence in their workplace and living environments. Here to tell us more is Kylie Hope, Director of the Bureau of Rehabilitation Services and Transition Specialist Virginia Bates. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Good. Thank you.
Good to be here.
It's great to have you. Let's talk a little bit about the process. First, what VR is, and then the process that we go through to find people with disabilities jobs.
Sure. So I think you did a great summation at the beginning.
Thank you.
So VR, the purpose of VR is really to assist individuals with disabilities that are eligible for our program to retain employment,
sure,
maintain employment, or even do career advancement to help them, you know, fulfill their employment goals.
Sure.
The process for VR, so anyone can be referred to VR.
So it's a self-referral.
It can be a self-referral. Teachers can refer, okay. Parents can refer, doctors can refer. So really, technically, anyone can refer someone, sure, to VR, and moving through the process to identify whether or not they're eligible.
Sure.
So we have an intake and application process. Then from that information, the VR counselor will determine whether or not someone is eligible.
Okay.
And then we'll go through and identify what an appropriate plan is, what's called an individualized plan for employment, which outlines the employment goal. And then we'll ultimately outline basically the services that VR will provide to that consumer, sure, in order to achieve that goal. Then we'll go through a service implementation stage, so actually the services being provided, and then hopefully that we will get that person the employment, meet that employment goal, and then eventually the case will be closed through VR, mm-hmm, successfully.
So let's talk about then changes that took place on July 1st. These are exciting changes. Talk about them.
Sure. So we had some pretty significant changes that occurred on July 1st, specifically to VR employment services. And so, as maybe you know, there are tons of different types of services. The scope of services that you can get from VR is very broad. But those changes that took place July 1 are specifically related to employment services. So that's really the services that you help with finding the job placement, that job coaching, on-the-job supports, making sure that someone is actually stable on that job. That's really the employment service model. And what that significant change was is to move a system that was pretty system-centric to a more consumer-centric, to ensuring that we're really making some individualized determinations on the types of services someone needs in that employment model. There is a refocus on what we call discovery activities. So, okay, that's helping someone that comes in that may not know exactly, I don't know what an appropriate,
right,
goal is. That,
right,
gives them an opportunity to do various activities like job shadows,
sure,
work experiences,
mm-hmm,
so that they better understand that. And also making sure that consumers, even with the most significant disabilities that come in, truly have the amount of support that's necessary, called supported employment, and that they have that for an appropriate duration on the job to make sure that they're successful.
And Virginia, I was thinking about this when I was researching it, but we talk about employment and transition, community involvement, and as a person with a disability myself, and thinking about other people with disabilities, it can seem very exciting but daunting. So talk about how you, as a transition specialist, help people with disabilities through that process.
Well, my main focus is that outreach and education, making individuals aware of the VR process and that we are out there. Kylie likes to refer to it as the best kept secret in Indiana. And so getting that information out so parents and students and teachers can make those referrals and they can start communicating and see if they're eligible for our services.
Sure.
And that's the first and foremost thing to do.
Talk about that education. Why is it important, especially for high school students who are wanting to transition to a life in the community?
I think a lot of students don't realize what they're capable of doing and what opportunities there are for them. A lot of individuals with disabilities don't realize that just with that little bit of support, how much they can accomplish in their lives, sure. and how fulfilling having a job is to everyone, not just an individual with a disability.
Sure.
But job, it means a lot. It's a way to sustain yourself. It's also an opportunity to interact with other people. It
sure.
becomes a social thing. A value, it helps you to value yourself. So I think all those different things are what we really need students to understand is an important life event, getting a job and working, no matter at what stage you are.
She was talking about that support, Kylie. And when you have people come in and say, I want a job, is there a process to get them to find out who they are? And what they possess to give to an employer?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. So yes, if someone comes into VR and doesn't necessarily know what direction they want to go, that's completely fine. I think that's part of that VR counselor's responsibility and the team. The team is very core. I mean, some individuals come in with a parent or a sibling or a teacher, and they have maybe they're on a Medicaid waiver and they have supports on that. It's really kind of a team effort to help this person find employment,
sure.
because they value a lot of judgment in other people to help them kind of formulate what their employment goal is.
Sure.
So absolutely, I think there's a method in which we can help discover, and that's that discovery process of really helping that person do some career exploration to understand, okay, you come in saying you want to work at, you know, grocery store A, and how do you know that? You know, is that because that's what you have seen in your community, or that's what you've only been able to experience? Or can we maybe give you some more experiences that open your lens a little bit to understand what other career options are there for you?
Sure.
Or people going on to post-secondary, you know, you go into college, you say, I want to be a teacher. Well, what are maybe some of those supports we can help you even explore? You know, and what type of, you know, do you want to be elementary school, secondary school? So we just really try and help people with that career exploration. And then the VR counseling and guidance is a key component to
sure.
VR as well.
Virginia, she's talking about this process, but are there challenges to transitioning from school to work? What challenges are there?
Usually it's the skills that they have, and I think that's why VR is really focusing on getting in and working with these students earlier on to look at their skills and to develop those skills prior to them leaving school, because the challenge is that there's a long period then before you get a job. If you haven't developed those skills, you don't know what you want to do.
Right.
So that really focusing on how can we help students prior to leaving school. Whether that's high school or whether that's post-secondary, and what is it that they want to do. So that's really where we're focused at, is helping them develop those skills,
sure.
If they haven't already, or
sure.
see what we can do and how we can work collaboratively with the school to develop those skills.
And talk about how you help people see that they can achieve these things, that it's not far away, and that this can be achieved.
So I think that's a question that is one that we as a agency can't be the only one to
sure.
change, right? So
sure.
I think that starts, if someone is diagnosed with a disability at no matter what age, let's say as at birth, I mean, it kind of is that understanding that these individuals still have the same ability, and even those that may have some limited barriers, there are mechanisms and services that can be put in place. And it really goes back to, I think, having those high expectations of individuals that they're going to go on into the education system. We need to have high expectations for them that are appropriate, that, you know, maybe they're not going to go on to post-secondary school, but then what work readiness type skills do we need to help them achieve while they're in school? And then understand as well moving forward that then there are adult agencies like VR that can assist as early as 14, if appropriate, but from 14 on, to help with those employment goals. So we continue to encourage. I think we continue to, hopefully, we empower individuals to recognize that employment is possible. That, yeah, maybe it's a part-time job. Maybe it's a full-time job. And to know that you may not just get a job once and stay in that job for 30 years, that you may have to come back to VR and say, you know what, I was here in this job for 3 years and I'm ready to do something different. That's what it's important. Even if you have a job, right? And maybe
right.
something's going wrong, or they have a new task that is put in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and you're not really sure what to do, you can come into
sure.
VR that way as well. So just people, as Virginia was saying, the education and outreach of exactly what VR does, I think it continues to be important.
Talk about how you two have become, have come to work in the disability community? Kylie, we'll start with you.
Well, to be honest, for me, it's quite personal.
I know that personal reason. You have a brother.
I do have a brother. Yes, he is an adult brother. Adult brother, I say that. He's still my little brother. But yes, he is 31 years old, and he actually lives in Indianapolis as of a couple years ago. So he's, as a little brother, I think I've just always been interested in his education and his need of special education and helping him through that system and understanding that there are high expectations that, yes, you may have some of these barriers, but we're going to work through them because we want you to achieve as much as you can. Yeah. It's an interesting, my background is in special education in the school realm. So it's been an interesting transition into the adult world, but very eye-opening. And, you know, I am lucky, I think, to be here because I have great staff. I think we have the field offices with the VR counselors, the VR case coordinators, and the management team. You know, they're all in it for the same reason, right? Sure. No one's in this work just to do work. They're into this work because they have that passion and drive to assist individuals with disabilities. And so I think we have a great team. And yeah, so I guess to answer your question, it is very personal, but it's a fun network of individuals and stakeholders to try and do, I think, something for the greater good.
We are glad to have you, for sure. And Virginia, tell me about you.
I started out in the field in group homes and worked my way up through various stages of the group homes for many years. I started back in 1990 doing that. And just all the changes that were occurring then with supported living, supported employment, all that, it was really fun and interesting going through all that. But I also have a personal reason as well. I have two siblings that are both hard of hearing. And, of course, they were much younger than me. So my mom dealt with most of that. But as I got into the field, I think I realized how important the work was that we did. And then I moved into working on the employment side of things about 6 years ago and helped with Project Search here in Indianapolis, starting that Project Search site.
Yes.
Got very involved with that and then started with the state. And it's been a really interesting. I've learned so much, and there's always something new to learn. So, and learned a lot from Kylie and the team, and I'm really excited about some of the changes that have occurred with VR, just with our employment services.
Well, I'm lucky to know both of you, so thank you for being here. And I was talking about how I used VR when I was younger. Talk about, Kylie, or both of you even, how you've seen clients' confidence just, I mean, I remember just my confidence just building as I went through the process. And I was so against the process. We were talking off air. I was so against the process, but the process allowed me to see myself in a different light. Talk about that.
I think there's a process to everything, and probably employment is nothing that's, it also has that same process. And how you indicated that, you know, we talked about baby steps, right? Oh. So you start off on that first job to really build your confidence, build your skills, be able to then have some more marketable skills for your career advancement. And I think we even talked earlier too, you know, individuals that happen to have added barriers or added limitations that maybe in the past they have felt defeated a little bit because of them, and sure, and maybe didn't have that broader lens of opportunities because, you know, of whatever reason.
The challenges,
yeah. So moving forward, I think getting that first job or getting that job that you thought may have been unattainable on your own, but then having some support services and understanding that there are a lot of employers that are very supportive of helping individuals and even provide those reasonable accommodations if necessary. I think it's empowerment. I think it's self-sufficiency. I think it's ensuring that confidence boost, right? It says, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I may need to ask for help, right?
Yeah.
We all need help,
absolutely,
right? I ask for it a lot. And, you know, some days I'm thinking, hey, I could use some of these services. But I think that's very beneficial that I think it just, we need to continue to ensure and help people understand that they can definitely be employed, whatever that means for them.
Yeah. And Virginia, how do you feel as a transition specialist? I mean, this is a difficult time. Transition can be a rocky road. How do you feel about that?
I think we need to look at it. It's no different than anybody else transitioning out of high school, whether you have a disability or not. You need to explore what it is that you want to do. And so having that opportunity to give work experience, some situational assessments, time for individuals to actually explore jobs and see if that's really what they want to do and get them on that path. And also knowing that You know, realistically, even if you're an individual without a disability and you may go off to college and realize once you get to college, that's not the career you want. And that's okay. I mean, we need to figure that out. And that's part of that whole time. So just helping individuals realize that it's okay to not know exactly what you want to do, and let's work it out. Let's work together and figure out what's the best for you as far as your skills and your aptitude and what you want to do with your life.
That's a process. And mm-hmm. the process now in Indiana is changing because we have a wide range of employment options. So how do you both see when we train and equip those with disabilities to work and live and contribute to the community? How do you see that whole landscape continuing to evolve?
I think with respect to employment in general for individuals with disabilities, I think there are a lot of wonderful things going on in Indiana and nationally as well that I think it's somewhat as a natural pendulum shift. I think we're in that shift right now, which is kind of exciting, right? I think businesses are recognizing the value add of hiring individuals with disabilities, no matter what severity level and at various different levels. You know, I'm not talking just entry-level jobs. I'm talking about various different levels of hiring individuals that just happen to have a disability. I think, again, like Virginia was talking about earlier, again, sounds basic, but the education is key. And I think that education is key to businesses as well, so that they understand, what does it mean under ADA? I think maybe sometimes that's scary, right? So what does it mean to make a reasonable accommodation? How can VR come in and provide some support if necessary? What does it mean to have a job coach on site? Mm-hmm. You know, what's your responsibility of the business, if there even is, mm-hmm. in understanding how to work with, again, a team, but also making sure that we demonstrate that we have very, very willing, valuable consumers that are very eager to have jobs, and you know, they are definitely a value add into that community. Things like Project Search as well, the sites that we have in Indianapolis, and the partnerships with schools, sure. with VR, as in the employment service agencies, the community rehab providers, sure. as well as those employers. I think they have a window seat, if you will, right? To say, hey, look at this is working. Look at these interns going around and doing these duties and job tasks, if you will, making those accommodations, modifications that in the reality, those changes are kind of universal design, meaning that, oh, that was a simple kind of practice that was benefited everyone else in our office. So really, I think those types of things have been helpful. And I think eventually it will have businesses almost be self-reflective as well, as to understand, are there barriers that we have currently in maybe our application process or hiring practices where, without even us really knowing, we are weeding right. out, if you will,
you're
lack of a better term,
yourself.
And yeah. and understanding how can individuals with disabilities also demonstrate their skills, maybe just not through an online application.
Mm-hmm. You came into my studio and I could see your passion, and I am so grateful that I got to meet you today. Kylie Hope and Virginia Bates, thank you ladies so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.